Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. So, thank you guys for the 30,000 subs. I started this channel way back in February 2019 when I was in the Philippines, and I recorded a couple of videos, but it was without me on camera. It was just a bunch of pictures of me reading things, and it never really took off. And then I put up some videos, and something happened in the YouTube algorithm, and things really took off for me in the first week of November. Since then, I've had 30,000 subs. So thank you guys very much for your support. Please continue to like, comment, and of course, subscribe. Only about 30% of you are still subscribed. And believe it or not, it is free. You just got to click that little thing right down there, and you can hit the bell if you'd like to get notifications on my new stuff. But it's completely free. So go ahead, and what that does is more subs I get, the more often my channel is recommended to other people. And the more often it's recommended, the more people can see us men's content. We men's content. Our content for the manosphere. So thanks again for that. Okay, so I've got a little story on Joker, and then I've got about five or six more short stories. None of them were really long enough to put into each of its own episodes. So I'm going to kind of toss them all in here. So we'll go over a few things. First of all, Joker did very well in the Golden Globes. And of course, here we have from Variety. Let me start recording before I forget, because I always forget. Here from Variety, we have Joker tops Oscar nominations, but female directors and actors color virtually ignored. Because it's not about how good you do. It's if you fit in a certain category, you need to be recognized. Welcome to the Hollywood Participation Trophy Awards. They go on to say, Joker, an R-rated blockbuster, topped the list of Oscar nominations on Monday, becoming the rare comic book film to resonate with award voters. The Best Picture contender earned a leading 11 nominations, but the story of the morning will be the lack of diversity among the leading nominees and the exclusion of female filmmakers. Joker will vie for top honors as the 92nd Academy Awards, Once Upon a Lifetime in Hollywood, The Irishman, and 1917, all of which earned 10 nominations. Here's the thing, okay? I've said this before in my other videos. I'll say it again. Having an equal starting line is fair, meaning women and men should have the same opportunity to run the race, to be a director, to get to direct films. You can't have equality when it comes to the finish line. You can't just say, well, we don't have any women nominated, or we don't have any X nominated, so we have to fill that void. So let's just throw this person or that movie a bone and get them in here so that they're nominated so the world can feel better about itself. I have news for you. Number one, that's hurting filmmakers that really should deserve to get the award, male or female. Number two, by patronizing and giving a participation trophy to maybe someone that's only female or someone that's in a minority, you're basically patronizing them. You're saying, well, you really weren't the best, but we nominated and here's an award just for participating. Do you think that's really how women want to win their awards? No. And if we go on to this other next article here, they continue on. There's simply no excuse for shutting women who direct out of award season. That's not a very good sentence, is it? There's simply no excuse for shutting women who direct out of award season. Yeah, you need to get a new copy editor there, buddy. They go on to say, when Golden Globes host Ricky Gervais pointed out no women were nominated for Best Director this year, January 5th show, the joke fell flat. They don't really have anything interesting to say in this one. But my point being that I wanted to show that this is the topics that they're talking about. It's not about, hey, let's talk about these shows that got nominated, how good they were, and what we liked about them, and maybe what we would have done different. Nope, it's all about women didn't get nominated. Why? Well, because I guess there weren't any really good movies that women directed this year. Things happen. You know, maybe it wasn't a good script. Maybe you didn't have the budget that you needed. Maybe you just didn't direct a very good movie. Life happens. But to give an award out for that reason, no bueno. Next story. And this is something I've actually talked about a little bit in one of my other videos about sugar site, right? Is here we have Vermont lawmakers to propose a bill to legalize women becoming pros, right? Ladies of the night. And to those of you who have asked me why I'm changing some of the words, I'm not trying to be creative. It's if you use certain words, YouTube will shadow ban you, or shadow ban the video, and instantly demonetize you. So I'd like my videos to be shared by YouTube's algorithms. That's why I change words. A bill to legalize adult night workers in Vermont was recently introduced by female lawmakers in the state legislature. I find it interesting that it's women that's putting this force. Forth, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a lot of news articles about how it was men that were, you know, were the guilty ones for enjoying said activities, and the women were always the ones being taken advantage of. But here now, women feel that it's a good idea to have women be able to do this. The bill proposes to repeal the night worker laws while retaining human marketing laws that prohibit recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, or obtaining a young person for the purpose of commercial work. Patronizing a minor for commercial work, recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, or obtaining any person through the force, fraud, or coercion, blah, blah, blah. Basically, they go on to say that their only fear is, and this is not the fear of Vermont, it's the fear of Washington, D.C. that also looked at doing this. Their fear was the demand would become so high that they would look to bring in young people to fill the role, and that there would be more of the marketing of that. So, you know, we've talked about it a little bit here, and as far as I know, Nevada is the only state that currently is legal. So it looks like Vermont's getting this passed, and it's by women. Women want the ability to do this work, and they shouldn't be shunned for it, and it should be supported, and yay for that, apparently. So, you know, there's, again, of two minds. Are we destroying anything as far as civility and civilization by doing this, or are we going to go the route of Amsterdam and making it safe and legal and in one particular area that, you know, can properly be enforced? Next story. Okay, this is by the Babylon Bee, and so the Babylon Bee is a satire site. But I got such a kick out of the story because, again, some of the things that we talk about have made it out into mainstream, and, you know, we often talk about the way that they're demasculating men. So here's a story. Least masculine society in human history decides masculinity is a growing threat. They go on to say, U.S., a society becomes increasingly dominated by nerds, hipsters, and computer programmers, people who have fixated on what they think is our biggest problem, masculinity. It's just toxic and causes nothing but problems, said Aisha McEwen, a vegan activist and no threat whatsoever to spiders or tight jar lids. I was sharing my feelings on masculinity when other men in my drum circle, and we all agreed that if we ever encountered masculinity, we would run far away. Masculinity is said to have in the past been the cause of such things such as violence, war, bullying, defeating the bad old school German people, carving society out of untamed wilderness, and landing men on the moon. But now masculinity is being driven out of society to make sure nothing like those things ever happens again. However, there are reports that masculinity still lurks out there, which is a source of anxiety to modern men and causes them to have upset tummies. I'm just so worried that somewhere out there, someone is still knowingly producing testosterone, said Wyatt Lockhart, a Twitch streamer who had never thrown a punch outside of a video game. I'm constantly having to find a safe space to calm down just thinking about it. Duke Miller, a Marine sergeant, one of the last few remaining examples of traditional masculinity, was asked about his feelings on the negative view of masculinity, but he seemed confused by the word feelings and then punched out an elk just because. I just thought that was a good read, and I thought I'd share that with you guys. So something else here, you know, about the false allegations that often are reported by women against guys. This is a story where there was a false allegation against no one by a young teenager. And then again, people say, yeah, but women wouldn't do this, or women would do this because, well, here's, as far as they know, this was done for no reason. Listen to this story. Manhunt called off after Florida teen admits she made up story about being violently assaulted while jogging. A teenager in Florida had admitted to making up a story about being assaulted while going for a jog, and local authorities have called off the search for a male perpetrator. The 15-year-old Northport resident claimed that she was attacked by a man on January 6, claiming he took control of her, had his way with her, between two houses in broad daylight. In her statement to NPPD, the girl claimed the man was 36 to 38 years old, 5'8" tall, with dark hair and a goatee. Do you see how descriptive that is? Do you see how detailed it is? Details are something that police look for when they're trying to find out if something really happened or not. She had it all. She had a very detailed story. That's frightening. Now, what if I had my goatee? Now, I don't have dark hair because that, you know, not so much. But let's say she said a bald guy, right? 5'8", I'm 5'7", that's pretty close. And what if I was around that area? All of a sudden, I might be in a lot of hot water just for going for a walk. I mean, a complete nothing burger of a story. In addition to physical details, she also gave a description of his vehicle. Local resident Stephanie Higgins was left terrified after the ordeal. I felt so bad for the girl. I felt terrible. I felt like her life was going to be ruined, said Higgins. I slept with all my lights on in the house. Everything was locked up. I had the phone right next to me. I had Mace right next to me. You know, everything, even a baseball bat by the front door. And you know, this is something else that, I mean, if you do hear of, if I heard of a neighbor getting, you know, hurt or attacked or something two doors down, you bet I'd be looking around making sure I got my Glock next to me when I go to bed at night. I mean, these kind of things do raise some hairs, especially on the back of your neck, especially if you're not someone that's confident in defending yourself. According to ABC7, NPPD looked into the matter but found significant holes in the story. Later, the girl admitted she made up the attack for attention. And you know, just in my other video, I was talking about people wanting attention, and then when they don't get it on social media, that they feel upset or that their life has no value or things are bad or whatever. Here's a great example of she just made it up to get attention. Oh, but women would never bring up a false, you know, story or, right. Here's a great example. Had she been an adult, this world have been fair. One paragraph back. Later, the girl admitted she made up the attack for attention. Despite lying, she will avoid serious trouble due to her age. So she's 15. No problems. Can't really do anything to her. Had she been an adult, this would have been a very different story. Yeah, she might have gotten a fine. I don't know. Not too many people get tossed under the bus for the allegations. Luckily for her, she's still a child, said Pamela Say, an attorney and a college professor in the area. The question is, why did she do it? And that, I think, this is going to be a key to what a prosecutor will do and what will happen to the system. Punishment has not been announced. I'm telling you, you know, it's legit. It's a real worry that guys need to worry about. And you don't even need to have done anything. You could have just been in the area. And what if after she told this story, somebody said, hey, I did spot him and he did look... I spotted this guy and he looked a little shady and so on and so forth. Man, he could have had a lot of problems. In many of these cases, the girls are found out, or women are found out, because someone pokes holes in their stories or says something differently, or there was a witness that corroborated that something else different happened. But what if there wasn't? I'm telling you, man, it's getting scary out there. All right, in the why are we doing this and what is this world coming to, Gwyneth Paltrow sells out of a candle that smells like the vagine, and we have so many questions. What are we doing? What are we doing with society? It's not the fact, okay, yes, it is the fact that this is a product, this is a thing. Number two, that it was actually sold and marketed. And number three, that it actually sold out. I hope these aren't some weird dudes. I really hope not, because I'd like to think that men are getting smart to this stuff. Gwyneth Paltrow is letting fans get up close and personal in a very unexpected way, thanks to her new This Smells Like My Vagine candle. Do we want to know who's been buying it? Probably not. No, we do not. $75. $75. On the website for this actress's lifestyle brand, Goop. This candle literally does what it says on the tin. This scent is described as funny, gorgeous, sexy, beautifully unexpected. Because what's better than a funny scent? At least they're like not propping it up, and they're saying it's kind of gross. Depending on how on earth the candle came to be, they said they made a fragrance, and she smelled. Ugh, this smells like a vagine. But then it evolved into a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent. How does Gwyneth Paltrow know that scent? And I don't even want to know. And that's enough of that story. Okay. So I did a video just a couple days ago on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and I wanted to add this to it. And it wasn't worth a full segment because, again, I don't really care about them. But this is, I said, you know, and many of you guys said the same thing, that he's just kind of being towed around by her, and he's a prince that's now been turned into the frog. That was kind of my thing. And she, and I said she's a scorpion that stung the frog. Listen to this. This happened like already. They just decided to come over to North America. Prince Harry caught touting Meghan Markle to Disney CEO amid news of a voiceover deal. And I'll read real quick. After a report surfaced, the Duchess of Sussex secretly did voiceover work after an upcoming Disney project. Secretly did voiceover work. That's not that much of a secret. Harry and her son Archie video game circulating that seemingly shows Harry touting Meghan's voiceover skills. So here's what happens, right? Prince Harry inquires about a voiceover job for his wife, Meghan Markle, to Disney CEO Bob Iger at the Lion King premiere. So you've got a premiere of a movie, and you go up to the Disney CEO, and you're almost said PIMP, right? But you're working for your wife now, trying to get her a job, and you're a friggin' prince. I understand maybe he's not, you know, he's sixth in line, and he's not the official that and the other, but my God, man, have some respect for yourself. Now you're her errand boy, going to get her a job? Get a grip, man. Further on, this was a post that I saw that's just like, what are we doing? This is a post by somebody on social media. But again, this shows you how the women are viewing this situation. Ladies, Prince Harry is willing to leave the royal family, leave his title, his royal money, move to another country, Canada, and live completely independent of royal reign to keep his wife, Meghan, from being treated like an outcast. Get you a man who isn't scared to protect you and position from whoever, even at a cost. Wow, that's not a good sentence. Get you someone who is that much. Get someone who is that much about you. You deserve it, Queen. Right? So basically, now he's her agent or whatever he's doing, and someone caught this on video. I have it right here. Someone caught this on video of basically he's talking to a group, and they put the text way too big on this video, but I couldn't find it without it. But basically, he's talking to a group of people, and she just kind of taps him and says, I'm going to introduce myself, steps in front of him, starts talking to all these people, and now Harry's just sitting there with a thumb up his backside. Check this out. My husband's actively talking to this group. This is as if the prince is writing it. I'm going to interrupt, step in front of him, and start introducing myself. Oh, they're writing it as if it's her, I guess. So there she steps in front of him. She starts shaking hands. He's just standing there being polite. Now she's the center of attention. Yeah, Harry's back there doing nothing. And now we're done. Now I've just taken over the limelight, and he's just, go away, Harry. I'm done with you now. Just crazy. So, yeah, there's a bunch of fun news stories, guys. I have another thing that I'm putting together. It's very different than what I normally do. It's just a bunch of things that I've found across the web, I'm going to talk about the rise of men going their own way, because again, we've seen a lot of this coming up. I'll put that in the next video that I'll have here up for you shortly. I'll leave it there. Those of you that have supported me, thank you so much. Links are below for my Bitcoin. Please subscribe. And as always, please comment, because I love hearing what you guys say about this stuff. You'll notice all the little likes that I click on stuff. That means I've read your comment. Doesn't mean we agree with each other 100%, but it means I've seen what you've said. And if I have something to add, I'll add it. And let's be honest, most of the time I do agree with you guys and what you're saying, because we're all of similar minds here. I will leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker, and we'll talk to you real soon.